Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
This is Steve Strang. Welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. Today I'm continuing my discussion with Pat Robertson. I had the privilege of visiting him at CBN recently. They invited me to be a guest on the 700 Club to talk about Charisma's 40th anniversary. We've covered Pat Robertson, Regent University, and their many outreaches over the years, and I've known Pat Robertson for a number of those years. In fact, I considered him a mentor, not up close and personal, although I have had occasion to travel with him a couple of times and to visit him, but mainly through his books and by watching his life. One of the things that's been interesting for me personally is to see how he has responded to the enormous changes in the culture and has always stood strong and continues to stand strong at age 85. So I talked to him about what's happening culturally. And right after a word from the sponsor, we're going to come back and hear what Pat Robertson has to say about how the culture wars affect you.
This podcast is brought to you by PeopleKeys.com. If you're looking for an online tool that can help you put the right people in the right places for effective ministry, I encourage you to visit PeopleKeys.com/charisma. The People Keys Biblical Personality Style Report will help you improve communication, maximize effectiveness, and you'll just get your people plugged into areas of ministry that match their God-given personality styles. It's a really cool report that'll help you get more out of your team. To learn more and take your free Biblical Personality Report, just check out peoplekeys.com/charisma. One more time, it's peoplekeys.com/charisma. And thank you for sponsoring this program.
I want to talk to you about what has come to be called the culture wars. And, of course, you've seen this. CBN started in 1961, within months of that famous Supreme Court decision that took prayer out of schools, which, in a lot of ways, we see as pivotal. So you've seen a lot of this stuff coming. What do you think is going to happen now that the Supreme Court has legalized same-sex marriage?
I found, Steve, that the homosexuals don't want equality. They don't want equal treatment. What they want is to destroy everybody who disagrees with them. So first of all, they've gotten the Supreme Court saying, okay, homosexuality is a constitutionally protected right. Now we've heard from Justice Kennedy that the personhood and the love between two men or two women is something that's protected by the Constitution. That gives equality to whatever they want. But that's not going to be the end of it. They're going to insist that any organization that disagrees with homosexuality is eliminated. There's going to be a vendetta against tax-exempt status, vendetta against any kind of government grants, for example, to students who want to study in schools. When you see what was done to Bob Jones University, that's just a warm-up to what's going to happen. Unless there's something dramatic that takes place, the Supreme Court, to think that we've got five men and women, five unelected people who are controlling the moral destiny of this nation, and they're stripping us of the defenses we have against radical Islam and the other forces of secularism trying to destroy us. And the Supreme Court is making it more and more difficult to assert these foundational values. And I've been worrying about this for years and years. I wrote a book called Courting Disaster about how the Supreme Court operates. But, you know, Thomas Jefferson said, in matters of constitutional interpretation, you seem to believe that the Supreme Court is the ultimate arbiter. He said, this is a dangerous doctrine indeed, and one that will lead us to the tyranny of an oligarchy. And that's what we've got. We've got the tyranny of an oligarchy. Unelected judges from the district courts, circuit courts, Supreme Court, are forcing Americans into a mold that they don't want.
How is the Supreme Court decision where there are people who are wanting to destroy everyone who doesn't agree with the same-sex marriage or the homosexual agenda, as some call it, how is that going to affect CBN and Regent?
We're walking softly. The Bible says, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So we don't want to draw attention to ourselves and deliberately provoke a fight. I think you saw what they did to that baker out there in Oregon. Right now, I think everything is okay, but I just don't know. I mean, you know, over the years, there's been a group called Media Matters that's gone after us and tried to hurt us. There's been a group called People for the American Way that's tried to hurt us. And what they'll try to do is take away our affiliates on air and things like that, but and also discredit and tell falsehoods about you.
A little closer.
I don't really know, and I'm just not looking for trouble. I think that the Lord's going to supply, and we're going to be protected by his power. But I do know the Federal Election Commission came after CBN and my Christian coalition several years ago, and it was a lady named Lois Lerner who was in charge of the Federal Election Commission. We beat them soundly in the court. As a matter of fact, the judge threw out their entire case, and we won a resounding victory. So I started the American Center for Law and Justice, and we have, with Jay Sekulow's leadership, we have one of the finest collections of appellate lawyers in the country. So in addition to the power of the Holy Spirit, we also have some very skilled lawyers in case something comes up, and I hope it won't. I just hope it won't.
You know, you would be a target more than most because, of course, of your profile. But, you know, eventually this is going to affect really every Christian institution, every church. What do you think the average Christian who is probably wondering how is this going to affect them, what should the average person do?
I think what we've got to do is to continue to occupy till the Lord comes back. I think we need to preach the gospel, be instant in season and out of season, just what the Bible says. I think if we sit around worrying about what our enemies will do, we won't be effective. And I just believe that God will give victory in the midst of it. You know, the Christians prevailed in China, they prevailed in Russia, they have prevailed in communist countries, they prevailed in Muslim countries. And I think we will prevail because on our side is the power of the Holy Spirit. So I think we need to be much in prayer, and we need to be seeking God all the time. But I think to spend time worrying about what the enemies will do will be a mistake. But again, wise as serpents and harmless as doves, there's no necessity to start a needless fight. I think that is counterproductive.
Wise words. Over the years, as a journalist, I've covered many of the things that Pat Robertson and I just talked about. There are enormous changes in our culture. But I agree with him that we have to occupy till he comes, and that in the end, God and God's people prevail. As Christians, we believe that. We have to stay strong. The worst thing we can do is to be intimidated and to retreat and to try to give in to the forces of evil that penetrate our culture in so many ways. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report today. I hope you follow me on Facebook. I hope that you read my e-newsletter, also called the Strang Report, which is continuing to grow. And if you have discovered Periscope, as I recently did, I hope you follow me there. It's my Twitter tag, @sstrang. I post as much as I can, especially when I'm out doing recreational kind of things that are kind of a little bit more personal, a little bit more fun. And I'd love to have you follow me. I look forward to being with you again on the next edition of the Strang Report.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.